Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we look into your word now, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward and open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, so that we can receive the knowledge and the truth of your word, Father, and grow thereby in faith, in spirit, and walk close with the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, and do the work, Father, that you have for each one of us to do. My Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this service this evening, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be here in 2 Samuel, the last chapter of 2 Samuel, chapter 24. Here's verse 1. And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. Now you see, taking a census was not a wrong thing to do, per se, but God himself had previously ordered Moses 2 census. However, in this case, Satan seized upon the growing pride of David's heart to incite him into taking a census so the king might have a ground of boasting. You know, and God, the controller of all things, allowed the deed to be done so as to bring David place in humility and reality. God and Satan are often involved in the same event, but for different causes. And you see, God, so that the believer might be instructed and grow, but Satan to discredit the believer, and therefore God himself. Here in verse 2, for the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, go now to all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God add unto the people how many soever they be, 100-fold, and that the eyes of my Lord the king may see it. But why does my Lord the king delight in this thing? Yeah. Joab's wanting to know why he's wanting to know this thing, why he's being so happy about doing it. For notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. They passed over Jordan and pitched in Aroah, on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of God, and toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Sathim, the Hodesh. And they came to Dan Janan, and about to Zidon. 7. And came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites. They went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. It took them 9 months and 20 days to take this census. That's a long time. Now, and Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. You see, in 1 Chronicles 21:5 lists the census figure in Israel at 1,100,000, possibly a round number arrived at by adding the total of regular army commanders and the companies to the 800,000 of the general census, and likewise the 500,000 men in Judah, and appears to be different in 1 Chronicles 21, which lists only 470,000. However, since 1 Chronicles 21:6 indicates that the census was incomplete because it did not include the tribes of Levi or Benjamin, the figure in Samuel is probably the accurate one. The supposed contradictions are thus merely apparent, counting procedures being considered by the two authors. Now, here in verse 10, when David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people, and David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. 11. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. 13. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come upon thee in thy land, or wilt thou flee 3 months before thy enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. Now, this 7 years here is probably a miscopy of 3 years as read by the scripture and in 1 Corinthians 21:12. Well, 1 Chronicles 12. Now, you see, we find here we're waiting to see what David chooses. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men died from that pestilence, for today we'd call it a plague. 70,000. You see, this is why those that walk against God, and as our land is doing today, need to repent and get back into the truth of the Word of God and awake and come to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring all of this unto the Lord, asking him for forgiveness for this land and putting everything back as it should be. And quit calling things good evil and evil things good. which is exactly what they are and have been doing. Now, 16. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him from the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now thy hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunia, the Jebusites. 17. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, "Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, "Go up. Go up. Rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arunia, the Jebusite." 19. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arunia looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunia went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. You know, chastising had achieved its desired effect. And David recognizes that as the king of Israel, his primary task was that of a shepherd with his sheep. He manifested and humbly repent of his sin and pleads for his beloved people. Despite his oft-besetting sins, David had a tender heart toward God and God's people accordingly. David is commended as a man after God's own heart. Now, you know, we found this one on his face there on the ground there in verse 20 and 21. And Arunia said, "Wherefore is my Lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." 22. And Arunia says unto David, "Let my Lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood." 23. All these things did Arunia as the king give unto the king. And Arunia said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." Now, 24. And the king said unto Arunia, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price, neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which does cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And you know the apparent discrepancy between the 50 shekels paid to Arunaiah mentioned here and the 600 reported by the author of Chronicles probably has to do with the difference in the amount of land purchased as indicated in the two accounts. Samuel speaks of the threshing floor as a site for the housing of the ark, and Chronicles mentions the whole territory, including the threshing floor, hence the price is much larger. The bigger area will be the location of Solomon's temple. And since the account in Chronicles is introductory to David's preparation for the building of the temple, it served the purpose of the author of Chronicles to mention the purchase of the home site. Now, when the account in Samuel, however, is more limited in scope concerned with the altar necessary to stay the plague. See, that's what he was wanting to do, mainly was the threshing floor to build this altar that Gad had told him about to stay this plague. And we know, you know, that Abraham went to the land of Moriah when he offered his son Isaac. And the author associates Mount Moriah with the threshing floor of Arunaiah. A lot of things tie in when it comes to this Old Testament and its word and its reading. Now, 25. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. The Lord done exactly what he told Gad to go tell David to do and what the Lord would do, and he has kept his promise as he always does. And when you really stop and think about the promises that God has made to you and I here in the age in which we live, this church age, think about it. We have so many promises that would make our life so much better if we would just stay in the Word of God, walk with it and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in our lives, and spend our time in seeking for things pertaining to the kingdom of Almighty God and our Father. Instead of what most of mankind is doing today, which is walking contrary to the Word of God and in offense unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about these things. You see, we have the most precious gift given to us today of any time in the history of mankind, and that is the life of God's own Son, shedding his blood and making that covenant with us and giving us so much to live by and to live for. All right. We have now come to the end of 2 Samuel. We will be picking up, God willing, if they don't change it on us in the morning, with 1 Kings. And we're still going to be seeing some things of David here in this. Now, 1 Kings, I'm going to see how many chapters it is. Well, let's see. We've got the... chapters. The 1 Kings, now we'll be going into 2 Kings, which actually is going to be basically, 24, 25, about 25 chapters. A little longer than 1 Kings. A couple of chapters. Now, but there is so much for you and I to really take a good look at and even calls us to look within ourselves. Because God has gave us things so much different when he's dealing with you and I. All right. We're going to stop here for the night and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray that they will obtain peace, Father, and that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, we pray for him. That they quit calling good evil and evil good. And that they will come to a knowledge and an awakening of knowing that we are standing in need of this land repenting of the evil that has been brought upon it and its people. Now those that are sitting in high places, Father, that are evil, and that has brought this evil upon us. And I'm praying that they be removed from office and replaced with those that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, and loves this land. And work with us to see that this land does repent and that our government is put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, and putting him back into every place he's been taken out of. Now, Father, I pray for each and every one that listens and studies with us and that is part of this ministry and their families, Father, because we all have family members that are walking in darkness. And we pray that the Holy Spirit can work with them, work with us, to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost. And Father, keep us all through the night in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and back into your word. Yes, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless everyone. Have a great night.